living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
We're going to talk about questions you should ask your doctor. I think this is a very important conversation. The days where the doctor was kind of seen as the parent and the patient was seen kind of as the child, a very paternal type relationship, those days are definitely changing. It's important that you know what to ask your doctor so you can be more engaged with the diagnosis and treatment plan of what's going on. So I'm here with Neil Spector. He's the co-director of the Developmental Therapeutics Program at the Duke Cancer Institute, Duke University Medical Center. He is a Komen Scholar, one of 50 global leaders in breast cancer research, and a Sandra P. Coates Associate Professor in Breast Cancer Research. He's been published in over 60 publications and journals, including the prestigious Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences and many others, like the Journal of Clinical Oncology. Neil, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I do. I think this is such an important issue, and I'm glad that you're on discussing this. So let's just kind of first talk a little bit about why this became important to you, this topic of how to talk to a doctor.
Sure. Well, I found myself, like probably most of your listeners will at some point, as I found myself a patient with a serious medical illness. And, you need to come in to an appointment with your physician and be ready to ask some questions. Unfortunately, a lot of physicians nowadays have limited times to spend with their doctor. Sometimes you're lucky if you get 15 minutes. And right. So you better come in prepared to ask the key questions because it's difficult to wing it.
Yeah. Well, let's help my listeners prepare then. So what are those, I think I said at the beginning, like five key questions to ask your doctor. Why don't we just start with those five?
Sure. So so one of them, I think, and again, it's particularly dear to my heart because I was misdiagnosed for a number of years, which led to a pretty dramatic consequence health-wise, and that's chronicled in my book. But so one of them is if your doctor's going to order tests, I think you, number one, should ask how the results will impact your treatment decisions, and number two, what are the potential pitfalls of interpreting the test results. Many tests, it's not necessarily a black and white issue as to, how to interpret them. And I think that some tests, the results may be confusing and lead to additional tests, and you get into that, that whirlwind of tests, and they can be, leading to invasive procedures. So I think you need to find out, what tests are being ordered, why they're being ordered, how they're going to be interpreted, and how they're going to be useful in, either diagnosing or treating the particular condition you have.
Yeah, and do you see in your experience doctors becoming more and more open to this kind of conversation with patients?
I think we've, medicine has become so test oriented. I mean, we've gotten away from, the Marcus Welby, take a thorough history, do a great physical exam, and now physicians often just almost solely rely on tests. and often unfortunately, many of those physicians really don't understand the pitfalls of the test. They see if it turns green or if it turns red, that what the interpretation is. That can lead to dangerous consequences for patients. So I think that we're becoming a very test-oriented medical profession, and it's really incumbent upon patients to understand that. I think physicians are open to that. If you don't have a physician that's open to dialogue, then I think you need to get a new physician, quite frankly.
Yeah, yeah. So I go in, or one of my listeners goes in, and they have to have some tests done. So they're going to talk and ask about how those test results are going to lead to a treatment plan. What might be some other questions they want to ask in this process?
Yeah, I think, and these are in no particular order, but I think as a patient and as a physician, I think there's a lot of interest in what we can do as patients to improve our condition. I mean, you know that, you know, you may get a prescription, you may have a device, you know, a pacemaker, whatever it is. But what can you do? You know, what are the things that you can do? We have a lot of, a lot is under our control, you know, nutrition, exercise, mindfulness, you know, stress reduction. I think all of those things are often bypassed in a conversation with the physician, but many times they may be as important as the prescription that you get. So I always, I love when patients ask me, well, you know, what can I do, you know, to improve my own health? So I think that's something that, you know, as a, as patients, we should be proactive and seek, you know, seek treatments that are non-pharmacologic, that are non-prescription, in ways to improve our own health.
And to add to that, Neil, I think it would be fair to say that when you ask those questions about nutrition, about maybe supplement, you know, what other things can I do as a patient? And when your doctor doesn't always have those answers, it's okay to ask somebody else or do some research. I mean, there's a lot of good websites out there, medical-based sites that you can find some good information. So, you know, that's part of maybe, you know, empowering yourself and understanding your condition and some of the other options out there, right?
Yeah, no, I agree. Look, I think, you know, as a physician, and again, as a patient, I've been on both sides of the examining table. being as informed as you can is the key. You have to, I mean, this, you know, we live in, a very complicated medical system where there's a lot of tests, there's less and less time to spend with your doctor, and you need to be advocating for yourself, or if you yourself are not advocating for yourself, then you need to have somebody, you know, a spouse, significant other, whomever, advocating for you. I think, you know, not taking control over your own health and your own life is a recipe for potential disaster nowadays.
Yeah.
So,
I was going to ask though, uh-huh. What about, you know, when you're having this kind of conversation, right? When you're having this conversation about nutrition and other alternative type therapies and wanting to empower uh-huh. yourself, what about though, you know, asking your doctor about, are there any clinical trials to get involved or other types of research going on with that condition? I mean, is that something you also like to hear patients do?
Yeah, I think you absolutely need to ask those questions. If you have a serious illness, you know, and I'm in the cancer field, and there are no standard therapies that are wonderful, I think you need to ask your doctor about clinical trials, what's available. Along with the clinical asking about clinical trials, I think you have to ask your physician, and your physician should actually volunteer this information. What are the risk benefits of any treatment that they're going to be offered, whether they're experimental clinical trials or whether, you know, whether it's a baby aspirin? We always deal in risk and benefit. You know, if the risk far outweighs the benefit, then you have to question whether you should actually take that treatment. So asking about clinical trials, asking about risk and benefits of any treatment are essential as a patient.
Now, what about this last one? We only have about a minute or so left, mm-hmm. Neil, but what about if your doctor is going to do a procedure on you or has recommended a surgeon? How important is it to do your research, you know, in that doctor and what in the types, how many procedures they've done? I mean, is that important as well?
I think that's critically important. You know, if you're going in to, let's say, have your gallbladder removed laparoscopically, you know, a relatively non-invasive procedure, you may ask for the head of GI surgery, who's a great cancer specialist, but has only done, you know, two laparoscopic procedures in the past year. That's not the person you want. Yeah.
Yeah. Neil, you mentioned your book. Real quickly, what's the title of your book?
Gone in a Heartbeat, A Physician's Search for True Healing.
All right, awesome. I'm going to thank you for coming on. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about asking for a second opinion. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.